Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that are listening on the phone, on the radio, and later on the recording. Blessed Sabbath to each and every one of you on this beautiful sunny Sabbath day, June 18, 2016. This is lesson 183, entitled, Give Ye Them to Eat. This is chapter 39, and we are going to discuss the second part of this chapter. The opening song is a scripture song from the book of Psalms 100, verses 1 through 4. An invitation to praise God cheerfully, a psalm of praise.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name.
In a memory verse, remember, dear ones, in verse 3 it says, it is he that has made us and not ourselves. If any one of the little ones, mommies and daddies, would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
If we come new and baptize in our hearts, our Father, thank you for the spirit to have a special day. I thank you for the spirit to wake us up this morning and have another special day. Forgive us all for our sins and iniquities and Christ's experience. Forgive it just like we've done anything wrong and just heart with eyes and rain. Let us be able to understand what is right from the Lord. Let us be strong and courageous. Let us come selfish and grow in our joy and everything that we do and all of our thinkings. Let us be able to always think before we act and also don't let us be able to find this thing. Let us be able to always be obedient and selfish, noble and reverent, and also let us be able to always come to you whenever we have troubles that are hard to hard to stop or even hard to handle. Also let us avoid the temptations that the devil might use to turn us away from you, and also let us be able to learn from this today's scripture study, and let us always have our eyes open that we may see the wondrous things of it all. Let's not bring these precious home. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all of the family that are joining us. The opening scripture for our study today is in Mark chapter 4, verse 28 from the King James Version, and it reads, "For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that, the full corn in the ear." This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 of our lesson entitled, Give Ye Them to Eat, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family, mommies or daddy, little ones, would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. John chapter 6, verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would.
John 6:12, Sabbath blessings, everyone. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragment that remain, that nothing be lost." John 6:18, therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above until them had eaten.
Our blessing, everyone. John 6:14. Then those men who had, they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is the truth that the prophet that should come into the world. Mark 4:26. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Mark 4:27. And should sleep and rise night and day, and the sea should spring up, grown up, and known not how. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So today, dear ones, we will cover page 366 through 368. We are in Desire of Ages, page 366. Blah, blah, blah.
Christ never went to miracle, walked a miracle, except to supply a
genuine necessity.
Genuine necessity.
And every miracle
was of a
Character
to
lead
the
what are these
people
good
to the
what is this
trees
mm-hmm.
of
good life
whose
leaves
are of
for
the
healing
of the
nations. Gabby.
The simple food passed round by the hands of the disciples contained a whole treasure of lessons. It was humbled fare that had been provided. The fish to barley loaves were the daily food of the fisher folk about the Sea of Galilee. Next slide.
Please.
Christ could have spread before the people a rich repast, but food prepared merely for the gratification of appetite would have conveyed no lesson for the good food. Christ taught them in the lesson that the natural provisions of God for man had been
perverted.
And never did people enjoy the luxurious feast prepared for the gratification of
perverted
taste as the people enjoyed the rest. And the simple food which Christ provided so far from human habitations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bleeding.
Good job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. What was the exception to Christ working a miracle? And what did the simple food passed around by the hands of the disciples contain? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones. Ba-ba-la.
Christ never walked a miracle except to a supply a
genuine
necessity Necessity.
Necessity.
T.
Ati.
Ati.
Necessity.
Sentence.
Next.
And.
Every.
Every.
Miracle.
Miracle.
Was.
Was of the A.
Character.
Character to.
Lead.
Lead the people to the.
The green thing?
The tree of life and a
whole
treasure of
lessons
like
he taught
them
in this
lesson
that
the
natural
provision of God for
man had
people
been perverted. Desire of Ages, page 367. If men today were simple in their habits, living in harmony with nature's law as did Adam and Eve in the beginning, there would be an abundant supply for the needs of the human family. There would be fewer imaginary wants and more opportunities to work in God's ways, but selfishness and the indulgence of unnatural tastes have brought sin and misery into the world. From excess on the one hand and from want on the other. And on the slide, it says, nature's remedial agencies. It says, new start. It says, N stands for nutrition. E for exercise. W for water. S for sunlight. T for temperance. A for ear. R for rest. T for trust in divine. And then it says here, there's a question that is asked on the slide as well. Why is there so much senseless suffering? Because selfishness and indulgence of unnatural tastes have brought sin and misery into the world. Amen.
Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What would have happened if man today was simple in their habits, living in harmony with nature's law, as did Adam and Eve in the beginning? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
There would be an
abundant
supply for the needs of the human family, and there would be fewer imaginary wants and more
opportunities
to work with God.
Ways.
Good job, dear sister. Let's learn our first song together, dear ones, that teaches us how we can live in harmony with nature's law, entitled The Eight Doctors, shared by our dear brother, Dick.
Good morning again, boys and girls. This is called The Eight Doctors. Good health is a treasure, and what's more, it's free. If sought for, then guarded, quite healthy you'll be. The first doctor playfully tousled my hair. He said, leave the city and get some fresh air. The second was warm as he beamed down on me. He said, why buy makeup when sunshine is free? I'm healthy, I'm happy, and if you ask why, I've been to eight doctors will be my reply. The third careful doctor prescribed temperance, and since then when tempted I say get thee hence. The fourth doctor canceled our evening date. He said, get some sleep now, you've stayed up too late. I'm healthy, I'm happy, and if you ask why, I've been to 8 doctors will be my reply. The 5th doctor told me, enough of just talk. Come now, put your shoes on, let's go for a walk. The 6th doctor pointed to the bountiful field and planned me a menu from all it would yield. I'm healthy, I'm happy, and if you ask why, I've been to 8 doctors will be my reply. The 7th fine doctor just gushed with advice. He said, drink it, bathe in it, water is nice. The 8th doctor smiled as he said with a nod, all things work together if you just trust in God. I'm healthy, I'm happy, and if you ask why, I've been to 8 doctors will be my reply. Thank you.
Amen. Beautiful. Praise the Lord. Little ones, that is a beautiful song to learn. And we are in Desire of Ages, page 367. Bubble up.
Jesus did not seek to attract the people to him by gratifying the desire for luxury. To that great throng, weary and hungry after the long, exciting day, the simple fare was an assurance not only of his power, but of his tender care for them and the common needs of life. Next slide, please. The Savior has not promised his followers the luxuries of the world. Their fare may be plain and even scanty. Their lot may be shut in by poverty. But his word is pledged that their needs shall be supplied. And he has promised that which is far better than worldly good, the abiding comfort of his own presence.
Desire of Ages, page 367, paragraph 2. That was Didi. Happy Sabbath, everyone.
Happy Sabbath, dear sister. Happy Sabbath, dear sister Didi. And welcome. Question, boys and girls. Did Jesus seek to attract the people to him by gratifying the desire for luxury? And did he promise his followers the luxury of the world? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones.
No, the simple fare was an assurance not only of his power, but of his tender care for them in the common needs of life. And no, their fare may be plain, and their scanty, their lot may be shut in by poverty, but his word is pledged that their need shall.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one also is from the book of Psalms. Chapter 34, verse 1, 4, 6, and 7 from the King James Version, margin. I will bless the Lord at all times. At all times, I praise his holy name. His praise shall continually be in my mouth at all times. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I will bless the Lord at all times. At all times, I praise his holy name. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. At all times, this poor man cry and the Lord
heard him when he cried, and save him out of his trouble. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I will praise the Lord at all times. At all times, I praise his holy name. His praise shall continually be in my mouth at all times. Blessed is the man that trusted in him at all times.
In feeding the 5,000, Jesus lifts the veil from the world of nature and reveals the power that is constantly expressed.
In feeding the 5,000, Jesus lifts the veil from the world of nature and reveals the power that is constantly exercised for our good. In the production of earth's harvests, God is working a miracle every day. Through natural agencies, the same work is accomplished that was wrought in the feeding of the multitude. Men prepare the soil and sow the seed, but it is the life of God that causes the seed to germinate. Next slide, please. Continuing, it is God's rain and air and sunshine that causes it to put forth first the blade, then the ear, after the full corn in the ear. Mark chapter 4, verse 28. It is God who is every day feeding millions from earth's harvest fields. Men are called upon to cooperate with God in the care of the grain and the it's hot in here. God is with God in the care of the grain and the preparation of the loaf, and because of this they lose sight of the divine agency. Next slide, please.
Continuing, they do not give God the glory due unto his holy name. The working of his power is ascribed to natural causes or to human instrumentality. Man is glorified in place of God, and his gracious gifts are perverted to selfish uses and made a curse instead of a blessing. God is seeking to challenge all this.
Change
all this. Next slide, please.
Continuing. He desires that our dual senses shall be quickened to discern his merciful kindness and to discern his merciful kindness and to glorify him for the workings of his power. He desires us to recognize him in his gifts that they may be as he intended a blessing to us.
Accomplish this purpose
that
the miracles
of Christ
were performed.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls and mommies and daddy. What did Jesus lift in feeding the 5,000? And what are all the things God is seeking to change? If you know the answer to this question, dear one. Blah, blah, blah.
Jesus lifts the veil from the word
the world of nature and reveals the power that is constantly exercised for our good, and he desires that our dull senses shall be quickened to discern his merciful kindness and to glorify him for the working of his power. Also, he desires us to recognize him in his gifts, that they may be as he intended, a blessing to us.
Desire Biggest Post 368. After the multitude had been fed, there was an abundance of food left. But he who had all the resources of infinite power sat at his command and said, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." These words meant more than putting in the bread into the baskets. The lesson was twofold. Nothing to be wasted. We are to let slip no temporal advantage. We should neglect nothing that will tend to benefit a human being.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What did Jesus say to do with the abundance of food left after the multitude had been fed? And what were the lessons they brought? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
At his command, that is command, at command, at his command,
gather up the fragments.
Gather up the fragments.
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 That remain.
That remain.
That nothing.
That nothing.
Be lost.
Be lost. And the
lessons.
Lessons.
Was.
Was.
Twofold.
Twofold.
Nothing.
Nothing is to but
be
wasted.
Wasted.
Him.
We. Are.
Are. To.
Let.
Slip. No.
Temporal. Advantage.
Advantage.
Same word. Remember? We.
We.
Should.
Should.
Neglect.
Neglect.
Nothing.
Nothing.
That.
That.
Will.
Will.
Tend.
Tend. Of. To.
Benefit.
Benefit. And a
human
being.
Desire Pages, page 368. Continuing, let everything be gathered up that will relieve the necessity of Earth's hungry ones, and there should be the same carefulness in spiritual things. When the baskets of fragments were collected, the people brought their friends home. They wanted them to share in the bread that Christ had blessed. The contents of the baskets were distributed among the eager throng and were carried away into all the region round about. Continuing the slide. So those who were at the feast were to give to others the bread that comes down from heaven and to satisfy the hunger of the soul. They were to repeat what they had learned of the wonderful things of God. Nothing was to be lost. Not one that concerned their eternal salvation was to fall useless to the ground. Desire of Ages, page 968, paragraph 1.
Amen. Good job, everyone. How should the people show the same carefulness in spiritual things to their friends at home as it was done unto them by their Savior? And what did the contents of the basket distributed among the eager throng to be carried away into the entire region around and about them teach? If you know the answer to this question, dear one. Babala.
They wanted them to share in the bread that Christ had blessed, and they were to repeat what they had learned of the wonderful things of God. Nothing was to be lost, not one word that concerned their eternal salvation was to fail.
Fall
useless to the ground.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful song, dear ones, entitled Use Me, Lord. Use me, Lord, to feed the hungry, feed the hungry. Use me, Lord, to help the poor, to help the poor. Let me lift the dying, hurting soul to Calvary. Let me reach out and touch them with your words. Use me, Lord, to show compassion. Use me, Lord, to feel the need. Let me be a light to show the way to the only true provision. Let me plant a seed. Oh, Lord, use me. Dear Lord, may you use each and every person that is in the room to continue feeding the world and bringing them at the feet of Jesus. Let me plant a seed. Oh, Lord, use me. We have come to the ending of the first section of our study. Dear Brother Graves will be the one to...
Well, here we are again, boys and girls. We have a section here entitled Diligent Heart Keeping Essential to Growth in Grace. We're going to find out what these words mean as we go along. The scripture is Proverbs 4:23. It says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Diligence. That means pay attention to what you're doing and work hard. Diligent heart keeping is essential or necessary to the healthy growth in grace, to a healthy growth in grace. The heart, in its natural state, is a habitation of unholy thoughts and sinful passions. When brought into subjection to Christ, it must be cleansed by the Spirit from all defilement. That means filthiness or bad thoughts. This cannot be done without the consent of the individual. That means you and I have to be willing not to think bad thoughts. When the soul has been cleansed, it is the duty of the Christian to keep it undefiled or clean. Many seem to think that the religion of Christ does not call for the abandonment of daily sins or giving up the sins which we commit every day. The breaking loose from habits which have held the soul in bondage. The drunk must give up his alcohol. The smoker must give up his cigarettes. The swearer must stop swearing. And the gossiper must stop gossiping. The movie watcher must give up his TV watching. That's coming pretty close, isn't it? I could go on, but you understand. We must give up things that displease Jesus if we want to please him and have a home with him in heaven. They renounce or give up some things condemned by the conscience, but they fail to represent Christ in the daily life. They do not bring Christ's likeness into the home. What is Christ's likeness? It's being like Jesus. They do not show a thoughtful care in their choice of words. Too often, fretful, impatient words are spoken words that stir the worst passions of the human heart. That means we say things that make others angry. Such ones need the abiding presence of Christ in the soul. To abide in our soul means to live within us. Only in His strength can they keep guard over the words and actions. In the work of heart keeping, we must be instant in prayer or pray for help as soon as we are tempted. Unwearied in petitioning the throne of grace for assistance. Don't get tired of asking God for help to overcome temptations. Those who take the name of Christ should come to God in earnestness. To be earnest is to be honest. And humility, pleading for help. The Savior has told us to pray without ceasing. The Christian cannot always be in a position of prayer. You can't always be on your knees. But his thoughts and desires can always be upward. Our self-confidence. What is that? That is saying or feeling like, I can do it myself. Our self-confidence would vanish or disappear. Did we talk less and pray more? The affection should center upon God. Contemplate or think about His greatness, His mercy, and excellence. Let His goodness and love and perfection of character captivate your heart. If His love captivates our hearts, it takes control of our hearts. The Savior of the world loves to have children and youth give their hearts to Him. That's Sons and Daughters of God, page 99. And the scripture again is, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. Thank you for listening.
Praise the Lord, and thank you so much, dear Brother Graves. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 3 of our study entitled, Give Ye Them to Eat, of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones or mommies or daddies would like to have closing prayer, blah, blah, blah.
Could we only lend our head for closing prayer? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy most precious name. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and giving us strength and throughout the week and blessing us with another Sabbath day. I pray that as we continue on with the study today, Lord, that everyone has a better understanding of your words and just have a better knowledge of you and always remember to lean on you because you are the key to all of our struggles. In Jesus' Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Dear ones, next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will continue in chapter 39, part 3, and that will be on June 25th, 2016. Give ye them to eat. We have prepared also activity for the whole family to enjoy. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed, and we would like to thank all the dear little ones, the mommies and daddy that participated in the reading today. God bless each and every one of you, and may you have a blessed, peaceful Sabbath.